We talked about people in Okemah didn't really embrace him, but the whole state of Oklahoma does now.
Yeah.
The portrait of Woody Guthrie hangs in our state capitol, which was painted by Charles Banks Wilson.
Yeah, he died yesterday or the day before.
Not too long ago, May 2nd of 2013, he died. He donated his $25,000 that he got for doing that to the Huntington's Disease Society. That was a nice gesture on his part. So you can be proud of that Woody Guthrie painting hanging in our state capitol. How would you want future generations that will be listening to this to remember Woody?
Just like it is right now. I think he has achieved. I think all the claims that's been in his honor, they're true and they're timely. They don't ever age. And good books, you know, and good movies, they're there.
Yeah. And just remember him as a very creative man.
Yeah.
Creativity was a part of his soul. He wrote constantly. I think he had a photographic memory.
Yes.
I also think he had this, whatever it's called, I think President Johnson had it, where you can work 3 or 4 hours, take a 30-minute nap, and get up. Because Woody wrote all night long and all day long, but he would take naps here and there. Creativity was a drive in him that nothing and no one could defeat.
Always had paper and pencil in his shirt pocket. He never was without pencil. He was writing all the time.
What would Woody think of the Woody Guthrie Center that the George Kaiser Foundation...
What would he have thought?
Yes.
I think it's fabulous, and I think he would have been proud.
Yeah.
My dad would have been. When I started getting interested in all the nice things, I thought about Papa and Mama. I thought the family needed to step up. Every time I saw Woody's name in a paper where they were going to be having a program doing something, I went as a representative of the family. I represent the Guthrie family for Woody. That was my job.
Well, I saw you there at the opening of the center, and you had to be proud that evening to see his instruments there and see his writings on display.
It was a great, great celebration. If I had a glass of water in my hand, I would give a toast to George Kaiser.
Oh, it's wonderful.
For being so generous.
Well, I want to write them a personal letter expressing my heart to them.
When they inducted Woody into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Museum had all of these touch this, touch that music. And I thought it'd be great if someplace in Oklahoma could do that. And indeed, the Woody Guthrie Center has so many. You can spend days in there and not hear everything. Mm-hmm. The little kids were having great fun with tap this, tap that. Different things show up on the big screen.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. He was there.
Right. Then you understand what we're saying.
Including, you can hear the song Oklahoma Hills, which he wrote and is our state song.
Yes.
I like that.